Joining me for this edition of Eye on the Arts is Danielle Volk, who is with the Munster Parks Department.
Yes,
hi,
I am. Hi.
So how long have you been with Munster Parks?
May 2nd would have marked 2 years, so I am just over 2 years with Munster Parks.
So you have a beautiful setting out at Centennial Park.
Yes.
And you have an annual, is this an annual, or is this the first year for it?
It's not necessarily an annual, it is an annual thing that we do. We do 3 concerts every summer, but this is kind of the first year that we're branching out to Music in the Park with art. It is formally just Music in the Park.
Oh, I see. So this is the first year that we're adding and art to
yes,
the title.
Yes, it is.
That's great. So you started out already in June with one of these concert events, and you're going to be continuing with 2 more in July and August.
Yes.
And so what happens at these events?
So at these events, we're trying to branch out to have more community engagement with local businesses, promote diversity of our participants, and inform and educate the public about art and music. So we did receive a grant through the Indiana Arts Commission, and these events are also sponsored by Franklin Pest Solutions, Indiana Arts Commission, as well as South Shore Arts to help us kind of bring these great events to our community. So with these, we will have kind of our main entertainer, but prior to that, we'll have different art experiences. So, for example, in July, we're doing an American block party with a red, white, and blue bash. And we'll have, you know, pre-show entertainment that might be a magician or some form of art. And we'll also have different vendors participating to provide art to the kids that participate to make it more of a family event. Mm-hmm. Then it's going to go back to the concerts that everybody knows and loves. There will be a beer garden for those that are the age of 21 to be able to enjoy those beverages. And then it'll just kind of be, you know, what we've known to put on for Munster Parks.
And who are some of the entertainers that you have on?
Sure. So for July 13th, we have the Neverly Brothers. And then August 10th will be our community tailgate, and we'll have Levi Riggs, who is a great artist.
And what kind, when you say and art this year,
yes,
what do you have planned for that part of it?
Sure. So, for example, just taking a look at our August 10th date, which is our community tailgate, we're partnering with local businesses as well as the Munster Chamber businesses to and they'll be tailgating essentially out of their work vehicles to provide different art projects or something like that for the kids to do prior to the concert.
So lots of fun stuff. That now, what are these all day events?
No, they are not. So they do take place in the evening. So from about 6 to 8 p.m. would be what we would consider to be those family activities where the kids can partake in art, do different fun things. They might see a painter. They might see someone kind of sharing their passion for art with us. And then from 8 to about 10 or 11 will be the full entertainment.
And what do you do about rain locations or – We don't
That
have
is
rain.
A great question. We just don't have rain in Munster Parks.
Well, I know that I also work with the Northwest Indiana Symphony Orchestra, and we had a couple of concerts at Centennial Park. Mm-hmm. And we did have a rain experience 1 year. I don't think a single drop fell.
Mm-hmm.
But boy, was it threatening.
Yeah.
It was scary. Okay, well, there will be no rain on either of those
days. No rain on either of those dates.
That's good to know. I will make a note of that. I can go for a walk that.
Yes, you can.
Is there a cost for our families to attend?
There is absolutely no cost. The attendance would just be your time. Mm-hmm. And then you get to enjoy the great pre-show entertainment, the art, the people are sharing their passion with us, and then enjoy some really great music.
You must get a huge turnout for these.
Yes, we do. And a lot of it, there's so much turnout to a lot of our events that this is just kind of one of those where it's just a fun event. Centennial Park is such a huge park. Even if you don't want to sit and enjoy the concert, if you are walking your dog or enjoying the rest of the park itself, you're still able to kind of partake in this event by listening and hearing the music.
There's great sculpture out there to
Absolutely.
Look at. It's a really nice setting.
It's gorgeous.
Yeah, and there's so much activity going on along Calumet Avenue
Yeah,
now.
Especially with them building the Centennial Village, and they're still kind of working on all that.
Yeah, that's really going to be a hub of activity for the ongoing now.
Yeah.
Well, that's great. Well, thank you for being here.
You're welcome.
Danielle, to tell us about what's coming up in July and August with Music in the Park with Art.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you. And thank you for listening. We'll be back again next week with another edition of Eye on the Arts.